Welcome to the July 29th, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting. Call the meeting to order. First thing will be the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, County Council. This time, we have no recommended amendments for the agenda.
Have had a motion to approve the agenda?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of July 15th. Any corrections or questions on those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is from Milton Cheer Capital Campaign. Dear Council, on behalf of Board of Directors of Cheer, Inc., the Milton Cheer Capital Campaign Committee, and the seniors from the Greater Milton Service Area, I want to express our sincere thanks for the Sussex County Council's support to the Milton Cheer Capital Campaign. It is very reassuring to know that the Council is sharing the vision for the future. And then the second is to President Vincent and members of Sussex County Council. Woodland Park, which was part of the original agreement in the purchase of land in 2010 by unanimous vote, will be a place for reflection, a place for exercise, a place to enjoy, appreciate, and learn about nature, a place to bond with children, a place to bond with our four-legged friends. And this park will provide these things and more. The members of the Woodland Park Working Group wish to thank each of you for your time and consideration in moving this unique project forward. We are committed to the park to ensure this success and working with the County Engineering Department to make this beautiful parcel land once more a place our neighbors and the citizens of Western Sussex County and visitors can enjoy. Sincerely, Mrs. Gardner, Mrs. Starby, and Mrs. McCoy.
Thank you. Correspondence from Council.
I had an interesting Steven. Email. It was an email from from a gentleman in my district, and he seemed to be under the impression that because I introduce an ordinance like we do at the end of our meetings, he seemed to think that I support it. And I worry about that, if that's a general observation, if folks think that, you know, it's just, so it just, I think it maybe should be brought to our attention that people do think that, and it's not so.
Anything else from Council?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I just have a thank you for the grant we gave to the town of Millville for $2,500 to help with their farmers market and the Great Pumpkin Festival. And the holiday market.
There
those
you
three
go.
Markets.
There you go. You market it right up.
Money well spent.
Anything else from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. The next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for July 29, 2014. Only one item today. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Bishop's Landing Phase 3 received substantial completion effective July 23, 2014. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Howard Godwin.
Mr. President, members of Council, for your consideration this morning, we have a bid award that we'd like to recommend. Mr. Schoonover and I opened bids Wednesday, July 16th in the caucus room for the purchase of two new EMS vehicles. And we'd like to read you a motion if we could.
Please, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council accept from the lowest responsible bidder, IG Burton & Company Incorporated, Milford, Delaware, two 2015 model year Chevrolet Suburban vehicles for the use as paramedic response vehicles at a cost of $38,551 each for a total award of $77,102.
Pleasure, Council.
I ask a question now, or would you prefer a motion?
Let's make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question, Mr. Phillips.
The closeness, how tight those two bids were, did that strike you as odd at all?
That last year was about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who got the bid last year?
Hertrick Fleet Services of Milford. It's all a matter of what they want on their cut their profit. So.
More questions of Council? Mrs. Deaver.
I do. I wonder if we ethically should bring it to the public's attention that Mr. I.G. Burton serves on our Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm, wondering about that.
John, I think he sold out.
I don't think he's part of the business.
Correct.
So then there's...
He's not a part of the business.
That's the official...
Yeah. For the public purpose, we can state that he is a member, but I do not believe that he is any longer affiliated with the business.
I think that's great to know. And, you know, people see this and that, and they wonder.
Anything else from council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next
very
motion.
Much.
Thank you.
I also have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning as well. This is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Coastal Club Phase 1A, Agreement Number 984-2. In this case, the developer is Mr. Preston Shell of Rehoboth Beach. The location is just 3,000 feet east of the intersection between Beaver Dam Road and Jimtown Road. This will become part of the Gosley Creek Planning Area, an RPC residential development of 45 lots. Sewer connections have not yet been determined as to the price of these connections, the fee. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 100 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $26,128.69, with a proposed construction cost of $174,191.25. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please be your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 984-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Coastal Club LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Coastal Club Phase 1A, located in Gosley Creek Planning Area.
Pleasure, Council.
Can I get the motion?
Motion.
I'll make that.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yep.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and none too soon.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Next,
it is now time for our public hearing on the Lockwood Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here to present the assessment roll for the Lockwood Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project, also known as Project 12-21. As required in Section 9611B of the Code, a public hearing should be held for all affected property owners to review and comment on the assessment roll prior to Sussex County Council's adoption. Also, as required by the Code, a notice of the public hearing for today was advertised in the Cape Gazette newspaper classified section during the 2 weeks of July 14th and July 21st, 2014. This public hearing notice was also mailed to every property owner of record on July 11th, 2014, along with a copy of the final project cost and assessment roll, as I provided to you in your council packet. The Lockwood project was publicly bid and awarded to Jerry's Incorporated, the lowest bidder, in August of 2013. All construction items were substantially completed, and July 22nd, 2014, a balancing change order was approved by County Council to close out the contract with Jerry's Incorporated. The attachment provided to you in your packets shows that Jerry's Incorporated final construction costs were $614,668.89. Project surveying costs in the amount of $9,500 were paid to Adams Kemp Associates, and with the addition of Sussex County Engineering Administrative costs in the amount of $36,346.11, the total project costs are determined to be $660,515. A contribution check in the amount of $48,658 was received from Lockwood Development, LLC, to help defray the project cost. This amount was based on their prior commitment to contribute an amount equal to 1 year's assessment, actual assessment rate for every property not owned by them. After deducting the Lockwood Development LLC contribution, the total project cost is $611,857. The annual assessment rate is determined by dividing the total project cost by the total number of assessable properties within the community. There are currently 244 billable properties in the completed project, And this calculates to an amount of $225.54 annually per assessable property for a 15-year time period at a 4% interest rate. There's also an option to pay off the entire amount by making a one-time lump sum payment in the amount of $2,507.61. Both the annual rate and the lump sum rate will be provided on the bills mailed to Lockwood property owners by the County Finance Department upon approval of the assessment roll. I'd also like to mention that these rates are substantially lower than they were presented at the project election. $324.43 annually for 15 years was what was originally proposed. So it's about $100 difference a year. Lump sum amount was $36,007.14. About $1,000. After comment today at the public hearing efforts closed, I'm going to have a motion to present to you asking that the assessment roll be adopted. Are there any questions that I can answer about the project?
No.
Any questions of council?
I think it's great what you're doing. Thank you.
Okay.
Is seeing no questions from council, is there anyone here today that would like to address this issue? Is there anyone here today that would like to address the issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing and entertain your motion.
I move we adopt it.
Second.
Do you have the motion that you'll be
yes.
reading?
Be it moved.
What she says.
Based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineer and the Sussex County Finance Director, and in accordance with Sussex County Code Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvements, that Sussex County Council approved the Lockwood Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project Assessment Roll dated July 29, 2014. Each assessable property within the project will pay the final assessment rate of $225.54 annually for a 15-year time period, with the option to make a one-time lump sum payment of $2,507.61. Sussex County Council authorizes the Director of Finance to proceed with the billing for each property in accordance with the Chapter 96 Code.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I make that motion.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here for Sussex Shores also.
Okay. Let's mm-hmm. do that too then. You're right on the...
I'm here to present the results of the July 12, 2014 election held for the Sussex Shores Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project. On June 10, 2014, Council approved a resolution R00614 to accept the Sussex Shores subdivision into the Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Program. The resolution approved an estimated annual amount of $1,614 per assessable property for a 20-year time period for the project. It also established the date, time, and place for an election to be held on Saturday, July 12, 2014, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South Coastal Library in Bethany Beach, Delaware, to determine if the project was favorable by the Sussex Shores property owners. The resolution included a provision for absentee ballots and appointed me as the judge of the election. The project election was held as scheduled on July 12th. In your packet is a copy of the certified election results showing the votes received. It includes a breakdown of the votes cast in person and the votes cast by absentee ballot. There were 89 total votes cast, with 41 votes cast in person and 48 votes cast by absentee ballot. The final count revealed the property owners to be in favor of the project, with 65 total yes votes cast and 24 total no votes cast. Based on the affirmative results of the July 12th election and in accordance with Chapter 96 of the Sussex County Code, I would like to present to you the resolution I provided to you in your packets to authorize the county engineer to proceed with the proposed improvements in the Sussex Shores Chapter 96 project and to authorize the county engineer and the county finance director to determine a uniform billing rate after substantial completion of the project improvements. Construction is planned to begin sometime in 2015. Are there any questions I can answer about the project?
Question of council, Mr. Okay. Phillips.
How many total potential votes could have been cast?
118 assessable properties are what I've counted.
Gotcha. That's all, Mr. President.
Any more questions, Council? Okay.
When I didn't move.
You did.
Yeah. Just like that, yeah.
I think she should read the motion.
Yeah, I'll say read your motion.
It's a resolution.
Resolution, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to read the whole thing or just the heading?
Just the short title.
Okay. A resolution authorizing the Sussex County Engineer to perform improvements and the Sussex County Engineer and Finance Director to determine a uniform assessment rate for billing upon substantial completion of the improvements for the Sussex Shores Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Pleasure, Council.
I would like to move to adopt the resolution.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the resolution. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Mr. Ashman, Lewis Crossing Regional Infrastructure.